Hi, this is Leo Babauta from Zen Habits, and this is a guided meditation on compassion. And you can do this meditation after breath meditation, or instead of it if you like. And you'll be in your regular sitting meditation posture, whether that's on the couch or a chair or a cushion. And to start, I'd like you to picture a loved one, someone who you have a good, loving relationship with, who you love wholeheartedly without a bunch of resentment mixed in there. Now picture this loved one having a hard time. Maybe they're crying. Maybe they're struggling with something in life. Maybe they've suffered a loss. Maybe they're frustrated. Just see that picture in your head. And now, with as much genuineness as you can, from a special place in your heart, try to think, may there be an end to their suffering. May there be an end to their struggle. Try and feel the place in your heart where that comes out of, this wish for an end to their difficulty and pain and loss, which we're going to call suffering, even if it's a minor version of suffering. If you're able to do that, let's move on to the next stage in this meditation. Although you could repeat that first stage as many times as you need to. And I'd like you to picture a friend, maybe who you don't have as strong feelings about, but who you do like. And again, picture them having some kind of difficulty. Maybe in pain, maybe sad, maybe frustrated and angry, maybe grieving over a loss. Picture them suffering in some form. And again, from this genuine place in your heart, send out the wish, may there be an end to their suffering. Send compassion from that place in your heart, the same place that you found in the last stage. May there be an end to their suffering. May there be an end to their suffering. And you can say that as many times as you need to, but we're going to move on to the next stage, which is to think of a neutral person. Someone who you don't have strong feelings towards, who you know, but not that well. Maybe a neighbor who you say hi to now and then. Maybe a coworker who you don't interact with too much, but you see them regularly. And you have neutral feelings towards them. Not strong feelings of love, no strong negative feelings, just neutral. And picture them suffering in some way. Now think, may there be an end to their suffering. Let that compassion come from that genuine place in your heart, this tender place that is always there, that you can access at any time, that we're learning to cultivate through this meditation. May there be an end to their suffering. May there be an end to their suffering. And you can do that as many times as you need to, but we're going to move on to the next stage, which is to think of what we'll call a hostile person. Someone who you might have some anger or resentment towards, maybe a bitter enemy or rival, maybe someone who you're in a fight with right now, or someone who you have a long-standing animosity towards. And picture them suffering in some way. And try and access that place in your heart again and send out the wish, may there be an end to their suffering. This might be more difficult with someone who you have a difficult relationship with. But you can use the same place in your heart that you used in the previous steps. Try and find that tenderness. Maybe the tenderness can break through that hard place in your heart that has that animosity. May there be an end to their suffering. May there be an end to their suffering. And you can do that as many times as you like. And if you need to, you can stay at that stage and work through this meditation up to that stage for as many days as you need to before moving on to the next. But when you are able to make a genuine wish for the end of the suffering of someone who you have a difficult, maybe even filled with animosity, relationship with, then we're going to move on to the next stage, which is thinking of a stranger, someone who you don't know. Maybe you're just passing them on the street for the first time. Maybe you've seen a stranger like that recently. You don't know anything about them. Now imagine their suffering. And wish for them, may there be an end to their suffering. Again, access that tender place in your heart that you've found already. May there be an end to their suffering. May there be an end to their suffering. And now, I'd like you to think of yourself going through a hard time. Think of yourself suffering. Picture that in your head. And again, from the same place in your heart, think, may there be an end to my suffering. Try to wish it with as much genuineness as you can. May there be an end to my suffering. Send out that compassion to yourself from that tender place in your heart to the place in you that is hurting or filled with stress or anxiety or suffering of frustration or anger. May there be an end to my suffering. Now I'd like you to picture all of the people we've pictured already. Your loved one, your friend, the neutral person, the hostile person, the stranger, and yourself. Picture yourselves all in one room. Everyone there in one room. And again, they're all suffering in some way. And send out one wish to cover everyone in the room. May there be an end to our suffering. Think of ourselves as connected through this suffering. And think of this genuine place in your heart as sending out a healing balm, a salve that will heal that suffering or make it easier in some way. And send it out and say, may there be an end to our suffering. Feel the togetherness that you have in all of your suffering. And say, may there be an end to our suffering. At this point, you've been cultivating this place in your heart that can send out compassion. And I'd like you to now, in this final stage, send out compassion to everyone in the world in all directions. You have an all-encompassing compassion that can feel the suffering of everyone and wish for that to end. In fact, I'd like you to send out a wish for the end of the suffering of all living beings, human and non-human. Imagine all living beings suffering in some way. And I want you to send out a wish that says, may all of our suffering come to an end. May there be an end to all of our suffering. Imagine us all linked together, all connected in this way. And imagine yourself being able to send out an all encompassing compassion. May there be an end to all of our suffering. And that is the end of this meditation. It's something that you can do daily if you like to cultivate that place in your heart that wishes for others and yourself not to suffer. And it's something you can then access at other times of your life. When you're struggling with someone, you can access that place in your heart that wishes for them to not suffer. And you can access it when anyone is suffering, whether you're having difficulty with them or not. When you're talking to a friend and they're struggling with something, you can access that place in your heart and it can transform you and transform any moment that you have with anyone else and can connect you with everyone else in this beautiful way. I encourage you to do this meditation regularly. It doesn't have to be every day. It could be once or twice a week, but I think you'll find that the more you do it, the more you'll be able to access this. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.